Good morning and welcome to Coffee Time. This morning, my guest is Pete Hager with the Devil's Lake Kiwanis Club, and we're going to be talking about an annual tradition that's coming up now in just a few days. Morning, Pete.
Good morning, Eric.
And hard to believe, but getting ready for your major spring event on the calendar, and that's going to be happening now, coming up this Thursday.
That is correct. This is our annual event of our French toast and sausage feed, and like I said, it seems to come up rather quickly year after year.
All right, and this is one of the club's major fundraisers of the year, too.
Absolutely. This is the major fundraiser.
All right, and now as far as the meal, doing a French toast again, and something unique, you've got two different opportunities for people to come down and enjoy a meal.
That's right. We're busy that particular day. We serve in the morning from 11 o'clock to 1 o'clock in the afternoon, and then we take a break and get everything cleaned up and ready for supper, and then we serve again from 4:30 to 7 o'clock.
All right, and I would imagine, just like with some of your other traditional meals, the Thanksgiving and the Christmas one, you'll have to-go boxes available for this one as well.
Absolutely, and we're requesting that people use the north door entry. That way there's no confusion coming in the east door and the north door. So north door entry only.
Okay, and now as far as tickets for the event coming up on Thursday, I would imagine you can get those from any Kiwanian, or they'll be available at the door.
Absolutely, and the price of the tickets are the same as last year. Adult tickets are $12, children age 4 to 12, $5, and then, of course, family is $30.
Okay, so like you said, a pretty good deal there that you can come and get the family ticket and take the family out for either lunch or supper that day. All right. And now as far as the Kiwanis Club itself, like you mentioned, it's the major fundraiser for the club, and that allows you to do all sorts of things during the rest of the year then.
Absolutely. A lot of different organizations that we get involved in, fundraising and so on and so forth. And, of course, the money that we raise in these particular events that we put on is money that is used that involves children. We have a lot of different organizations from around the area that will make requests to financial assistance to do something. We take a look at it as a board member, and we make a decision. And that's how it works.
All right. And now the club itself, I would imagine then you meet on a weekly basis.
That's correct. We meet every Tuesday at the KC Club here in Devil's Lake. We meet from 12 o'clock to 1 o'clock.
Okay, and I guess we're always looking for new members as well.
Absolutely. We have approximately, I think it's 47 members right now.
Okay, and like I said, a lot of them will be working this Thursday for the French toast feed happening downtown at the Kiwanis Club.
That's
as well.
Right. And some of the activities that we get involved in are we do the concessions and at the football and track meets, and most of that money is given back to the school then. And then we also have an honor student luncheon that we put on. We work on the Devil's Lake Steak Fry, and that's in the month of June. And that money, too, is used, and people that make requests for it. And then, of course, you put on our Thanksgiving dinner and our Christmas dinner, and, of course, there's no charge for those. That's strictly a free will offering. And then we also, and this is kind of a neat program, I enjoy it myself, elementary reading program, whereby during the school year, we Kiwanis members go to the 3-4 schools that we have, and we read at 8 o'clock in the morning to 8:30. And we've been doing that now for quite some time.
Okay, I'm sure the kids really enjoy that as well. So
yes, they do.
Nice to be involved there on a regular basis with
right.
The elementary school.
And our mission statement is rather simple. We're a global organization, and we're all volunteers and dedicated to improving the world one child at a time and in our particular communities.
Okay, and like you said, the French toast feed that's coming up this Thursday, the key fundraiser for the club, and hoping for a big turnout that day.
Absolutely. We had a fantastic year last year. I think that's probably one of the best years we've ever had, and we're looking forward to another great year. And so I have an invitation. Come on down, and we will serve you. If you wish to take a meal out, we will have those styrofoam containers that you can buy a meal and take home with you.
All right, and again, before we go, Pete, the serving time is coming up on Thursday.
That is correct. The serving time is going to be 11 to 1 o'clock, and then we take a break in the afternoon, and then we serve again from 4:30 to 7.
Okay, and again, tickets available at the door.
Absolutely.
Well, Pete, we appreciate you coming on the program this morning to recap some of the things the Kiwanis Club is working on here in Devil's Lake, and also a little preview of the French Toast Feed that's going to be happening this Thursday there at the KC Hall in downtown Devil's Lake.
Very good. Thank you, Eric.
All right, that's going to do it for the show this morning. Joining me this morning has been Pete Hager with the Devil's Lake Kiwanis Club, again talking about their annual French Toast Feed coming up on Thursday. And you can join me each weekday morning at 9:05 on KDLR and 11:30 on KCCY for Coffee Time.